Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
In this bulletin, a 16-year-old boy charged with a terrorism offence over an alleged stabbing at a Sydney church. The United States vetoes a Palestinian request for full UN membership. And in football, A-League women's club Canberra United will play again next season. With the latest SBS News, I'm Penry Buckley. A 16-year-old boy has been charged with a terrorism offence following an Australian Federal Police investigation into a stabbing at a Sydney church. Police were called to Christ the Good Shepherd Church in Wakeley on Monday evening, where Bishop Marmari Emmanuel was allegedly stabbed up to 6 times during a live-streamed sermon. The teenager is currently under police guard in hospital after undergoing surgery for a severed finger sustained following the attack. He is due to have a bedside hearing today, facing the Parramatta Children's Court. New South Wales Police Commissioner Karen Webb says a heightened police presence is being deployed at places of worship across Sydney.
We have extra officers deployed. We've deployed extra officers since Monday night, particularly in southwest Sydney, but across Sydney to patrol places of worship and other important installations. The community should have no current concerns for their safety.
Police allege the accused travelled 90 minutes to attend the Western Sydney church. The charge also comes as investigators hunt for as many as 50 people involved in a violent riot that unfolded after the incident. Sydney's Westfield Bondi Junction, the site of a deadly stabbing attack that killed 6 people and injured several others, has reopened for trading this morning. The centre has been open to the public from 9:30 a.m. today, although not all stores have reopened at this time. Security guards working at the centre will be given stab-proof vests. No advertisements or loud music will be played as a sign of respect to the victims and those injured. 1 week's rent is being waived for tenants. The United States has vetoed a Security Council resolution recommending Palestine be granted full membership to the United Nations. 12 voted in favour of the resolution, with 2 abstentions from the United Kingdom and Switzerland. In order for a draft resolution to pass, at least 9 members must vote in favour, with none of its permanent members, China, France, Russia, the United Kingdom and the United States, using their veto power. Robert A. Wood is the U.S. alternate representative for special political affairs at the United Nations.
We have long called on the Palestinian Authority to undertake necessary reforms to help establish the attributes of readiness for statehood, and note that Hamas, a terrorist organization, is currently exerting power and influence in Gaza, an integral part of the state envisioned in this resolution. For these reasons, the United States voted no on this Security Council resolution.
Mr. Wood says this vote does not reflect opposition to Palestinian statehood, but instead is an acknowledgement that it will only come from direct negotiations between the parties. The 12-person jury who will decide the verdict in Donald Trump's historic criminal trial has now been selected. The former president is accused of trying to cover up paying $130,000 to porn star Stormy Daniels in return for her silence. The 77-year-old has pleaded not guilty to 34 counts of fraud and denies having an affair with Miss Daniels. He spoke outside a New York court, calling the trial politically motivated.
The whole world is watching this hoax. You got a DA that's out of control. You have a judge that's highly conflicted. The whole thing is a mess.
The day began with 7 jurors, 2 of whom were excused from the trial. Judge Juan Merchan has urged the media to avoid sharing any personal descriptions of potential jurors, after one said she felt intimidated after some aspects of her identity were made public. A new report from the Australian Medical Association shows elective surgery wait times at Australia's public hospitals are the longest on record. The latest public hospital report card shows the median wait time for elective surgeries in the last financial year was 49 days, up from 40 days the year before. The national rate of patients completing a visit to the emergency room within 4 hours is 56%, the lowest rate since 2011. Dr. Sarah Whitelaw from the Australian Medical Association says the greatest impact is on patients.
It means that we are seeing elderly patients sitting in plastic chairs for hours. We are seeing patients getting intravenous fluids and antibiotics in waiting rooms. We are resuscitating people in corridors. We are breaking traumatic, incredibly stressful news to people who have no privacy, who are often in corridors.
And in sport, A-League Women's Club Canberra United will play again next season, with the ACT government committing $200,000 towards the team. The future of the football club was in jeopardy at the end of the 2022-23 season, with Capital Football revealing the team needed additional investment to stay afloat. I'm Penry Buckley, and that is the latest from the SBS newsroom.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.